Hello and welcome to the fourth and final part in this four-part series designed to show you how to create your first Windows Store app. Now in this video, we're going to call the File Picker API. We'll show how to data bind to properties of a file, and we'll show how to preserve access to a file for later use using the Storage Application Permissions class. Let's get started. The File Picker enables your app to access files and folders on the user's PC. When you call the File Picker dialog, the user can browse their system to select which files or folders your app can access. After the user picks files or folders, your app receives those picks as storage file and storage folder objects. In the next step, we're going to data bind our photo page to a storage file. To do that, we're going to set the storage file to the data context property for the photo page. Data context property lets you set the default binding for an entire UI element, including all of its child elements, like the text block controls on the photo page. When you establish a binding and the data source changes, like when a user selects a different photo, the UI elements that are bound to the data source reflect the changes automatically. Once the data context is set to a file, we can then add the data binding path for the text block controls to properties of the storage file class, for example, the file name, date created, and so forth. Step 1, use a file picker to get an image file. In our Hello World project, go to the Solution Explorer and select photopage.xaml by double-clicking on it. And once it's open, what we're going to do is select the Get Photo because we're going to add a button click event handler for it. So make sure it's selected and then go to our Properties window. And under here, we're going to switch to the Events tab and you'll see a list of events and we're going to add a click event. And let's call this Get Photo Button _ click and hit Enter to go ahead and build that method. Now let's take this to 140% zoom and full screen by using Shift-Alt-Enter. And in the button click event, we're going to open a file picker to let the user select a picture from their pictures library. When they pick a file, we're going to set it as the source for the image, and we're also going to set the data context for the page so that we can data bind the different properties for that file. Now since we are going to be using some async file IO here, we do want to make sure that we mark this method with the async keyword. And the first thing I'm going to do here is just copy paste a comment. Now what this comment is saying is that the file picker APIs don't work if they're in the snap state. Our first set of code is going to check if our application view state is set to snapped, and if it is, we're going to try and unsnap it. So let's get started here. I'll say if windows.ui.viewManagement.applicationView.value does not equal application view state of snapped. Just add a line break here. Next thing we're going to do is call the try unsnap. So we'll say or else, let's go ahead and try that unsnap here, windows.ui.viewManagement application view try unsnap and see if that's true. And if it is, then we want to show our file picker. So let's build a variable to represent our file picker, and I'll just call it openPicker equals, and I'll say a new windows.storage pickers. And in this case, we're going to pick the file openPicker. Now we're going to set a couple properties here for our file picker. We'll say openPicker. First one is the suggested start location, and we'll say, notice in this list, what we're going to do is select the pictures library, so that'll be the starting location. And we can also set the picker view mode. So if I say view mode equals, and you'll see we got two options here, list or thumbnail, and what I want to do is see thumbnail. And what that'll do is display our files as thumbnails. Now the next thing we're going to do is just add a filter, and I'll say filter to include a sample subset of the file types, and we want to filter to different file types, including bitmap, PNG, and JPEG. So first, let's just do open filter, file type filter, and let's clear. And now let's just add some, and I'll say open picker, file type filter, .add, and we'll add a bitmap first. And I'll just copy and paste this a couple times to add a couple different types. So for this one, let's go ahead and call this PNG. Let's add JPEG, JPEG, and JPEG, JPG. Now we've set up a bunch of properties on our file picker. Now we actually need to open the file picker. So let's just add a quick comment here. We're going to open the file picker, and we're going to do that by dimming a file, and we're going to use a wait keyword because the open picker call, and we can set pick single file async. It's an async call, so we want to await until this async operation's done, and when it is, it'll set values for this file. So with that done, the next thing we want to do is actually make sure the file is not null. So we'll say file is null if user cancels the file picker. We do want to make sure we're checking for that. We'll say if file is not nothing, then next we're going to open a stream for the selected file. And let's just build a variable to represent our file stream. And we're going to use our await keyword because what we're going to do is call into the file.openAsync method. And notice this takes two options, whether we're going to read or read-write. For our app, we just need read access. And this will open our data as a file stream. And in our next step, what we're going to do is set the image source to the selected bitmap. Let me scroll down here. And we'll use a bitmap image equals new. This time we're looking at windows.ui.xaml.media.imaging bitmap image. And in the bitmap image, you'll notice there's a call to set source. And from here, what we can do is just set our file stream object that we created earlier. And now back on our photo page XAML, we declared a display image. And what we're going to do is set the source property. And the source property is expecting a bitmap image class. So we'll go ahead and set this to the bitmap image. And the last thing we need to do is set the data context for the photopage.xaml page equal to the storage file that we opened earlier. And now we've written a lot of code. And let's just review everything that's going on within this get photo button click event. And what I'll do is just add a line break to make this a little easier to follow. But the first thing we're going to do is make sure that we are not in the snapped view state. And if we are, we're going to go ahead and try to unsnap as well. And the reason for that is because the file picker APIs don't work if the app is in a snap state. So assuming we're in portrait or landscape mode, for example, what we're going to do is build a file open picker. And we call that file open picker. And we set a couple different properties, like where we're going to start looking for pictures first, how we want our open picker to view, and we want to be able to see thumbnails, and then what files to filter on. And these are image filters like bitmap, PNG, and JPEG. Once we set those properties, we actually are going to display the file picker by calling the pick single file async method call. Once this async method returns, we should have a file here, and we'll go ahead and make sure it's not null. But if we do have a file, what we want to do is open that storage file asynchronously to read the data, and then to display an image in our display image, we need to set the source to something like a bitmap image. So we build a bitmap image and set its source to the file stream, which is the contents of the image that was returned from the file async operation. And finally, we set the source to the display image to our newly built bitmap image. And this last line of code, the data context code, is going to allow us to data bind UI elements to properties of this storage file. The data context property lets you set the default binding for an entire UI element, including all of its child elements. Step 2, bind UI controls to file data. To bind controls to data, the first thing we're going to do is make sure we have the photopage.xaml visible. And the first binding that we're going to set up is the text block, the big one, directly under the Get Photo button. And make sure that's selected and go to the properties window and make sure that we're seeing the list of properties. And under the common category, go ahead and select the property marker and select create data binding. And in the binding type, what we're going to do is bind to the data context. So select data context here. And now we're going to add a path. And this represents the name of the property that we want to bind to. And we're going to set it to the display name for that storage file. And note the message in the create data binding dialog says the data context is not set. That's okay because we're actually going to set the data context in our code when you run the app and get a picture. Let's go ahead and click OK. Now we're going to do the same exact things here. Let's go ahead and just zoom in and select this text block right after file name, and let's set that data binding. So with that selected, switch to our properties window. We're going to create a data binding. In our data binding window, select the data context, just like we did before. And now we're going to set this name for the path and click OK. And let's set our next text block, and this is going to be the path. So select that text block, back to our properties window here, select create data binding, and binding type data context. And this time the path is going to be the word path. A little confusing there, but that's the path to the file. And click OK. And select the last value here, date created, for this text block. And just like before, let's go to our properties window. Select the property marker, hit create data binding, switch the binding type to data context. And in the path, this time what we're going to set this to is date created. And go ahead and click OK. Now when PhotoPage first loads, the data context is going to be null. What that means is the data binding is going to fail silently. There's going to be no value set for these text blocks. Now let's see this in action by clicking F5 or run here. Right click to see our app bar, select pictures, and right now our data context is null, so nothing shown within these property text blocks. But let's click get photo, and here we're in our pictures library, and I just have one image here. I'm going to go ahead and select that image and click open. And first we see our image, but we also see the display name, the file name, the path, and the date created for our image. All right, let's switch back to Visual Studio and go ahead and stop debugging. Step 3, save and load state. Now in part 2 of this tutorial series, Manage App Lifecycle and State, you learned how to save and restore the app state. Now that you've added a new page to the app, you need to save and load the state of the new page too. For the photo page, you only need to save and restore the currently displayed image. But you can't just save the path to the file and then reopen it using that path. When a user picks a file with the file open picker, they implicitly give your app permission to that file. If you try to later retrieve the file using just the path, the permission is denied. Instead, to preserve access to the file for later use, the Storage Application Permissions class provides two lists where you can store the file name and its permissions that were granted when the user opened it with the file open picker. Now the first list is the most recently used list, and that's used to store the last 25 files accessed. And the other list is the future access list, and that's used for general storage of up to 1,000 files for future access. For our app, we only need access to the last file the user picked, so you can use it to restore the page state. For this, the most recently used list fits our needs. So when a user picks a file by clicking the Get Photo button and showing the file open picker, we're going to add that selected file to the most recently used list. So what we can do is save that token to our page state dictionary and use it to retrieve the current image file when we restore the page state. So to get started, what we're going to do is jump back to our photopage.xaml.vb file. And at the very top of our page, we're going to declare a variable to hold our most recently used token, also called MRU token. And we'll just declare this right here. And we'll make this private, and we'll call our variable MRU for most recently used, and it's going to be a string, and for now, let's just set it to nothing. Now to set this string value, we're going to go down to our photo button click event, and within this file, once we actually have a file which is within this code, we're going to add one more piece of code at the very end here. Let's add a quick comment here, and we'll just say add picked file to most recently used list, and we'll set our MRU token equal to windows.storage.accesscache.storageapplicationpermissions most recently used list, and we're going to call the add method and add that file. What we've done is build a string to represent the token that is going to be returned to us when we call most recently used list and call the add method with our new file. And we can use this token to reload our image. We're going to do two things. save the state, and load the state. And let's do the save state first. Go to the save state method, and let's make sure we're saving our MRU token. So we'll say if not string is null or empty, we'll pass in the MRU token. And assuming we have an MRU token, we're going to add something to the page state, and let's just call this and say page state. Let's call the value we're going to add MRU token, and we'll set it to our MRU token value. And at this point, we've saved our MRU token to session state data whenever the save state method gets called. Next, we want to add code to load our image using that MRU token. So go to the load state method, and first make sure that we're adding the async keyword, since we're going to use some async code in here. And the first thing we'll do is just check whether the page state is not nothing. So page state actually has a value. And the other check we're going to do is to make sure that our key exists. So we'll go to page state and say contains key. And if you remember, the key we called this was MRU token. And if that's true, let's try and retrieve the value for that MRU token. So we'll do dim value as object equals nothing. So we're going to try and get the value out here. And we'll do that using if page state try get value. And we're going to try and get out the MRU token and set it to the value variable that we created a little earlier. And let's do another if statement to check if the value isn't null. Let's say if value is not nothing. Now we're going to set the value of the MRU token string, MRU token, equals that value, and we'll call toString here. Now that we've validated that we actually have a token, what we're going to do is open the file via the token that we stored when adding this file into the MRU list. To do that, I'll just create a variable named dimfile, and we're going to await a call into Windows. This is going to be a little bit of a long one. Windows.storage.accesscache storage application permissions, most recently used list. And last time you remember we added a file. This time we're going to call get file async, and this is expecting a token. So I'm going to pass in our MRU token. So by calling our get file async and passing in our most recently used token, this is going to return a storage file for us that then we can reuse the same code that we did before in the button click event handler. So now that we have a storage file, we can reuse our code from get photo button click. And for simplicity, what I'm going to do is just copy paste all the code within this if file is not nothing, copy it onto my clipboard, go back up to our load state method, and add a line break within this if to paste it all in. And let's do a quick recap on what the load state method does. The first thing we're going to do is validate that our page state isn't null, and then we actually have a key named MRU token. Next, we're going to call try get value to actually get the value of MRU token. And assuming the value isn't null, we're going to call the toString method to get the most recently used token. Once we have this most recently used token, we can go to our storage application permissions to the most recently used list and call getFileAsync to load a file by using the token. And at this point, we have a reference to a storage file. We can do a quick check to make sure that file isn't null, and we'll reuse the code that we've done before to open a file stream, to create a bitmap image, and set the source to that file stream, and set the source property for our XAML image element to that newly created bitmap image, and set the data context equal to the selected file. All right, let's see it in action. Let's go ahead and click F5 or run here. Right click, select pictures, click the get photo button, and let's go ahead and select that photo and click open. And at this point, we have that most recently used token. What we want to do is test suspending our application. So let's switch back to Visual Studio, click Alt Tab. And if you remember from part 2, manage app lifecycle and state, we're going to go here and select suspend and shut down to simulate suspending and terminating our app, and go ahead and click run again. And notice we landed on our photo page, and what actually happened here is that we loaded the file using getFileAsync from that most recently used list by providing that MRU token. Congratulations, you've completed the fourth tutorial. You learned how to call the File Picker API, how to data bind to properties of a file, and how to preserve access to a file using the Storage Application Permissions class. Thank you.